We have boys basketball here on the slate here as they had a tough one against Hayes last night, but I think, you know, a tough second half, but a good first half. But they'll learn a lot from that as they take that down to Ulysses on Friday and Lincoln next Tuesday as the road season or the road stretch continues for the Beavers here. We got a couple of sophomores joining us here, and we haven't had him since cross country, but we get him up for basketball. And Aston Wren, the sophomore, how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good.
All right. Well, you know, we'll talk about this real quickly here. You got the call to come up, suit up for varsity. What was that first reaction like for you?
I was just excited. Really, I was just, like, ready, finally. Like, I was getting my chance.
All right. And you've had that opportunity. You played in a couple of games this year, and then I kind of follow that up when you got out on the court for varsity for the first time, I believe, it was that Sterling tournament there against Kingman. What was that? Were the nerves running a little bit?
A little bit. I was, like, my hands were a little shaky in the first 30 seconds or so, and then found my groove and went
all
with
right.
it.
Yeah, first time you're on video stream and everything, so, you know, like, that's, I understand. But, no, you've had a pretty big role in JV this year and then bumping up a little bit to varsity, playing a couple games there. But what are some things that you've done to put yourself in that position?
I feel like I've just moved the ball better at practice. Mm-hmm. And in games, I feel like I move the ball decently. Not as good as I should, but still
all
better.
Right. What do you think your strength is?
I'd like to say it's shooting, but I haven't really shot well in games this year, mostly just not getting enough open looks because I can't get open.
All right. So, yeah, basically your defense in. All right. Well, hopefully that continues to get better here. But how do you feel like you've maybe transitioned a little bit from working, from playing a little bit of the JV and then coming in, stepping into varsity?
I feel like it's, like, a lot faster. It's a lot, like, more intense, and I feel like I do decently, mm-hmm. but I'm not, like, quick enough to get in front of people.
How's
like
your
I need to be.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. How's your JV season been?
It's been pretty good. We've lost a few games, tough losses, but other than that, like, we don't come out of the gun mm-hmm. ready to go. It takes us a little bit to get off the bus, I guess.
All right. You get Ulysses on Friday and then Lakin on Tuesday. What are you looking to do in those games?
Ulysses, we just need to get going early, drive the ball well, because I don't know. I haven't seen Ulysses play this year. I've heard they're pretty good at shooting, but I have no idea.
All right. Well, we find out on Friday. And Caston Wren, sophomore, joining us here. Thanks again, as always. Good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right, sophomore Caston Wren joining us here, and he'll be joined by another sophomore, a teammate here tonight, and we get to Peyton Bergner here on the show. And is this your first time on the coach's show?
Oh yeah, it is.
Yep. Oh well, welcome aboard, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Glad to have you here. And you've had a lot of success. You've had a lot of time on the JV slate this year on the court there. And how do you rate your season so far?
I'd say we're doing pretty good. Just like Caston said, there's a couple things that I think we could improve on, like getting off the bus and coming out a little stronger. But I think we're doing pretty good.
I know yesterday was kind of a tough day overall, but what did you feel like that you guys took away from that?
I think one thing we need to work on is transition defense and just getting back mm-hmm. quicker and working better together.
You had that big gym, and you're used to kind of playing in the smaller gym, so it's just like, what do I do with all this space, huh?
Yep.
All right. But what's probably your strength?
I'd say my biggest strength is probably defense. My offense I could probably improve on, but.
All right. And what do you try to, I think you play what, guard position pretty much on defense up top?
Yep, guard.
All right. And what are some things that really helps you excel in that spot?
I think things that help me excel is everybody just talking and we all just work well together.
All right, and what would you like to see? Because this season's going so fast, or what would you like to see over the last month of the season?
I'd like to see myself shooting better and the team working a little bit better together. But
all right, well, hopefully things continue to work and improve for you here and get that opportunity to get a win again on Friday at Ulysses. And Peyton, thanks again for the time. Good luck to you coming up here.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Peyton Bergner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we now talk here with Coach Brian Gentry here. And as the Beavers once again on the road at Ulysses there on Friday. And, Coach, again, thanks again for joining me here. And, last night, just a tough game, kind of a tale two halves for you guys. Really good first half. And I know the points were at a premium at 16-15 at halftime, but both teams really had some great defense in that first half. And second half was a little different, and they pounded the paint there, and that was probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, it was. it's one thing to have your offense kind of not show up or not be as effective. It's quite another thing when both sides of the ball are struggling. So we can't let the offense, you know, affect our defense. And I think some of our shot selection was probably a big part of it. You know, they got long rebounds and got out in transition and makes it a little bit harder. And then, you know, they go on a little bit of an early run in the third quarter. You know, the lead goes from, you know, 1-8 in the first couple of minutes. And I think we kind of thought we needed to get it all back right away. And so we took some unnecessary risks and they cost us, and they were able to build upon that lead. And we just didn't do a very good job of getting back and in and, you know, really dominating the post. And, you know, the Reuter kid's a big kid, but it doesn't matter. We really have to, you know, focus, you know, getting the ball down there, because if teams are going to send two and three guys at times to Jackson down in the post, we've got all sorts of other options open. Mm-hmm. We just have to make some quicker decisions. And I think, you know, the last couple of games especially, I think we're just holding the ball a little bit longer. So we got to be quicker with our decision making.
Well, I think just kind of looking back at last night, when you're able to kind of get the lead there, and even in the fourth quarter at times when you guys attack the basket, driving to the basket, I think that's just showed that how well you guys can be when you do attack.
Yeah, it does. And that was a, you know, a big part of our practice today was, you know, making quicker, you know, we call them 1 second decisions, I guess, but we just got to do a better job of having a mindset of being more aggressive. And that can come in, you know, whether you drive it, pass it, or shoot it. You can make that choice in a second. if you're a shooter, you got to shoot it. You got to let it go if you're open. And if not, you got to drive it or pass it, you know, but you got to get it out of your hand. Otherwise, you're just allowing the defense to catch back up. And the advantage that we did have is gone, you know, if somebody does let the ball stick a little bit. So we just got to be better in a couple of areas. I mean, it's a really small gap, you know, from us being really good to, you know, just above average. And you know, I know our guys are hungry, and right now it's a grind to get everybody at practice. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going through here, and you know, every team has to go through it at some point, and we're going through it now. So we got to have other guys step up when guys are down or sick. So just a couple of tweaks, you know, here and there, a couple of better decisions, and you know, games are going to be decided differently. But we got to do the things that we're supposed to do all the time, and not just some of them.
Well, you kind of turn around and go back on the road on Friday, and you mentioned there's really, for the rest of the year, really no games where you see a guaranteed win, and you got to feel like your team is pretty hungry for a big win, a performance at Ulysses on Friday, a team that has given a lot of teams fits at times this year.
It's going to take a good performance. I mean, I don't care what you think, or, you know, you hear the name Ulysses and, you know, some people just throw it out the window like, it's a win or whatever. It is challenging. Mm-hmm. Their point guard is really good. I wouldn't say that he's the greatest shooter in the world, you know, knock on wood, but they've got guys around them. They play loose. They play fast. They gamble. They try to trap you. They try to get up and down. So, I mean, and if you're not careful with the ball, I mean, a lead can, you know, start adding up. And so we've got to do a good job. And they've got, you know, they got a decent-sized post player that's pretty confident. But I would say their whole team plays that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you watch them play, I don't think there's a care in the world for a lot of things that happen in the game. And if they get hot, it's a struggle because of the way they do play on defense. I mean, they take a lot of chances, and they live with them. But they hustle back, and they play hard. You know, they press you. They sit in a zone, and they get out there in the gaps and make it difficult. So, I mean, we've got to show up. And if our mindset right now is, you know, we're going to walk in there and win, I mean, we're thinking the wrong things. So we got to show up. And I know our guys will. Yeah. You know, I never question, you know, whether or not we're going to show up and battle, because we've done that with, you know, pretty elite offenses. We've battled against them. We just got to score the basketball. And, you know, some of that comes from taking the right shots. So I know our guys are excited as long as we can get them healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, not just physically healthy, you know, with like Avery's, you know, ankle, but just sickness that's mm-hmm. going around. You know, it's a big part of it. And even like today, like I don't know if we've ever practiced with less than 25. And I think today we were down to like 20, you know, 19. I mean, we got some guys that are sick. So today was a pretty short practice. These guys need to get home. They need to get rest. They need to get a lot of fluid. So if you're listening, please do that again.
That's right. That's your memo from Coach there.
Right.
And, yeah, and I mean, he's getting ready to go home and drink a bunch of orange juice tonight, right?
Yeah, you got to stay healthy, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, but yeah, it's hard to believe we're down to this big stretch here. And you talk about kind of the records and stuff. You guys are 8-6, but man, I tell you what, the 4A West for the boys, there's a lot of teams, a lot of 8, 9, 10 wins already.
It's piled up right there. I mean, and you know, you got to put yourself in the best position that mm-hmm. you can. And that's what's so cool about the 4A. And I would hope that they would do it with everything. I mean, you never really know where you're at until it's over. Mm-hmm. You kind of get an idea of it. But, one game could flip, you know, a couple of different, you know, scenarios. So, it's really cool. I love it. And I know our players are excited to kind of get out of the monotony of 3A mm-hmm. sub-state. So it'll be fun for this year, you know, and I'm not afraid to take our team on the road anywhere.
Yeah.
Because if we play the right way, we can play with anybody and we can beat anybody. We just have to continue to do the little things over and over again that will lead up to victories.
All right, should be a fun one there Friday night at Ulysses, Scott City and Ulysses, as Coach Brian Gentry joins me here. And Beavers looking to get back on the winning side of things and also importantly get another league victory here. And Coach, thank you again for the time here and good luck to you guys.
All right, thanks, Adam.